budget discussion with council will start just before 4 p.m. Wednesday at the Rich and Services Building. County Manager Bob Jasper said the council still has a few policy questions to talk about.
You know, we had recommended a 1% cost of living and a 3% merit. We try to hire people below the average pay for you know, other entities. And then after they've been there a while and if they've done a good job through merit, they get to go up, maybe even above the average. But at this point, we haven't really funded merit increases, so there is no range. And so I'd like to get back to that. I'm sure that they'll be okay with some raise, whether a total of 4%. Again, everybody, some people get more, some people get less when you do it by merit. I think like the position of going for a full-time in economic development, that's a policy issue that they'll be talking about. There are, you know, three restored positions, unfrozen positions for the sheriff, some upgrades in planning. Those kinds of things are all issues that the council will be focused on.
Some council members have suggested that the county has weathered the lean times and can look more at restoring staff positions and spending. We asked Jasper about his take on that.
Well, I mean, I recommended a budget. It added a net four new positions. We were down from when the recession started, down 22. I like being kind of lean and mean, but there are things that the county needs to do better and that there are goals the council wants to accomplish, and so that we need to put some resources to do that.
Council Chair Claudia McMullen endorsed hiring more building inspectors. In particular, some representatives of the home builders in Part City have asked for that, too.
They indicated that they would be willing to pay higher fees. One of the things we're looking at on our fee schedule is if you build a $500,000 house, then the value assessed on that in terms of the building permit is proportional, but you build a $5 million house, it's not proportional anymore. So in those bigger homes that have special architects and that have different kinds of designs and high-quality kinds of materials in them, sometimes take a lot of work. So the long and the short of it is that we probably will ask for more. They're very concerned. Our inspectors are good, but they're aging, and they're just concerned that we get out there and inspect when they need it because time is really money to them. I mean, they're not unhappy with our services, but they're feeling like their businesses are beginning to take off. We've cut way back in our building department. They'd like to see us restore those cuts.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. The county will host two public budget hearings, December 11th at the Richens Building, and the second hearing, likely with a decision, on the 18th at the Colville Courthouse. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.